This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
For those of you folks who wait from one end of the week to the next to find out what's going on according to the official lists from Talkers Magazine, what's going on in talk radio, news talk radio, you've come to the right place. This Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, here to introduce Mr. Harrison to the world, to get the people list in its entirety on the air, the story list in its entirety on the air, and reaction from Michael and others, but mostly Michael, as to how some of these stories are playing out on your favorite news talk radio stations. So, Michael, without further ado, oh, by the way, we have a big world premiere from Michael. We're going to unveil something very special from him later in the program. All right, we're on pins and needles, Michael.
That cannot be true.
It is true.
No, you wouldn't do that.
I would do that.
if you do, yes. Then I'm going to have to put a world premiere on this program from you.
Really?
I always keep a few in my back pocket.
Okay.
In case I have to defend myself.
Something but embarrassing, because the stuff from you isn't embarrassing. It's really good, but you're gonna embarrass me with something.
I would never embarrass you. I am only kidding.
Yeah.
If anything, I might embarrass you with praise and things of that nature. But let's do this thing first. Let's get this out of the way.
Yes, let's do the real story behind the story.
Let's get the relevance out of the way so we can become irrelevant.
Fool around.
at number 10, we have climate change, the environment, and the Iceland volcano. At number 9, we have Cuomo and Newsom facing pressure. The blue state boys on the left and east coast. Right. At number 8, I think Cuomo's facing bigger problems than Newsom. Although Cuomo will probably survive and Newsom will probably be recalled.
Yeah.
But Cuomo's facing criminal charges as well.
Right. Yeah.
It's pretty serious. And now a new thing has come up that's embarrassing him in terms of him. It's coming out. Somebody's saying that he arranged to have his family and his associates get the testing back a year ago when it was hard.
What is there that you're so tone deaf that you go like Chris Cuomo is a highly touted and supposedly respected. I don't have any respect for him because I don't care for his shtick. But on CNN, he's a big deal. You don't think somebody's going to see or say something about you getting special treatment, even though to give him his due in a sense, because he had a bad case of the COVID, but that this was before the fact, before anybody knew that.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't get me started on Chris Cuomo.
Because, go ahead. I'm happy to get you started.
The irony about Chris, a lot of things that Chris Cuomo says, I agree with. It's his personality and his nature and this
whole
thing.
He's an arrogant SOB.
Wow. I mean, this whole thing, you know, hey, my brother. You know, and now we have the latest medical information from Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Hey, my brother, how are you doing? And Gupta looks at him like, don't call me your brother, but he's too kind and pleasant to say anything.
Yeah. Gupta is the only one on CNN has any, and maybe Wolf Blitzer. As far as the rest of them are concerned, Don Lemon is as much of a foul ball as you'd find anywhere, closely followed by Cuomo and some of these other debris that's on the air there.
Debris.
Good God. That's giving my friend Jonathan Tucker and his new television show Debris a bad name, maybe. Under the circumstances.
Okay, anyway. So let's go to number 8. Race relations, discrimination against Asians. Those are tied. At number 7, U.S. foreign affairs, China, Russia, North Korea, the Middle East. It's all out there. Biden's facing a world of trouble, literally and figuratively. At number 6, we have the Capitol insurrection investigation. That's still going on, and it's interesting. Every day you find out new names and new conspiracies. And speaking of conspiracies, the other subject tied at number 6 is Sidney Powell's legal defense. She's back in the news. That's a fascinating story.
What
a
character.
With friends like that, Trump doesn't need enemies.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Voting rights legislation at number 5. At number 4, the economy and the education crisis tied together, and they're related. At number 3, the border crisis and immigration reform. At number 2, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, prevention, and stats. Number 1, the shooting violence and gun control. Whoever thought we'd see gun control at number 1 with all the stuff going on, but I guess we went too long without there being episodes of gun violence and mass murders. So here we go again.
Great.
And it's a big psychological problem. It's a big journalistic problem. It's a big health issue. The worst part of it is it happens so often and so regularly that the news media doesn't know how to cover it. The political media doesn't know how to come together and deal with it. And we as a nation don't know how to deal with our increasing numbness to it.
Yeah.
It's a deep psychological issue and a pain in the you-know-what. We've got to do something, but what do you do? All right, you want to go through the people, or do you want to...
Yes. I want you to go through the people list, please.
With our noses. Okay.
Yeah, no.
At number 10, we have Gavin Newsom. At number 9, we have Andrew Cuomo. At number 8, we have Sidney Powell. At number 7, I guess the shooter of the week, Ahmad Al-Aliwi Alisa. Chuck Schumer.
Good job.
At number 6, Chuck Schumer. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Ted Cruz. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci. Number 2, Vice President Kamala Harris. And number 1, President Joe Biden. And there you go. You may notice there's no Donald Trump on this list this week.
You know, I said that in the last hour, the roundup with the ladies, there's no Donald Trump on this. The biggest news from him this week is him starting his own template, if you will, on social media, or at least trying to. Turned out it wasn't really him, it's somebody else putting up the money, which I think is pretty typical of Trump.
Yeah, he's
trying to use
name.
Other he's people's money. Yeah. Here's my name, put it on something or other. Yeah.
Really.
The guy's a character.
Maybe he'll get his own television show.
That'd be a
reality show.
Yeah. Right. The interesting thing, the Biden press conference this week, it wasn't maybe the first question that was asked, but some of those reporters, I sound like a sexist here, but the simplicity of some of these people and how we sort of trust them with trying to eke out the news or find out what's going on. Oh, President Biden, will you run again in 2024? Yep, I'm running.
Yeah. Without getting too deep into the weeds on this, I was not impressed with the press.
No, not at all.
And not just because whether they gave him an easy ride or a hard ride, they gave him an irrelevant ride. They don't seem to have the priorities. They were playing the role of White House press reporters as opposed to really being reporters.
They're there because it's visible. It's a big. I remember, one of our friends that was in the White House press corps for a long time. We've had a number of friends, actually, friends at talk radio that have been...
We've had friends that have been White House press secretaries.
Yes, we have. And so under the circumstances, you look at the people, the caliber of people. When we started doing this and the access that we had in the White House press room to where we are now, when you see what a bunch of clowns and dunderheads there are that are in there, and they're all there because they want it on their resume. I was a White House reporter. Yeah. Okay, so what is that? That and a cup of coffee these days, because of the sorts of things we're just talking about. The real irrelevancy of pretty much everything they do. So I guess we get down to the bottom line, Michael. How do we find out what it is that's going on in the White House or in the country or with our government when you have, these ninnies who are reporters that are asking questions? I remember one of the friends that we had used to tell me, probably you, that she didn't dare ask questions that would embarrass the administration because her White House press credentials could be yanked. So it was always a friendly...
Well, that's one of the major conundrums or paradoxes about the White House press corps is that you access is the whole thing. You don't want to lose access. If you ask difficult questions or are a disruptor, you can lose access. They won't answer. Mm-hmm. They won't call on you. You won't sit in a good seat.
And what happened to that guy from CNN? What was his name? The Spanish guy that was all over Trump, and they finally threw him out. What the heck was his name? I don't remember his name. See how quickly you forget. These people think it's a great coup to have credentials and be White House reporters, but I don't even remember this guy's name.
And he doesn't remember your name, so...
Yeah, right. I'm irrelevant.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, look, everything comes and goes. Everything has a shelf life.
The ebb and flow. It sounds like the beginning, doesn't it, of a soap opera. These are the days of our lives. Yeah, they kind of really are. It is a soap opera. I mean, think about it. It is a soap opera.
Of course
it is. Right down to brass tacks. Look at this stuff.
We got to get ourselves one of those old-fashioned organs and play it in the background. Do you remember when you were a little kid and the soap opera was on in the house? You heard the organ. They actually.
They had a live organist. Remember when the movies had? Well, we don't remember that because we're not that old. But the organist that was in the movies, the silent movies, had an organist. That when it would get to the point of triumph or terror, the organist.
It was mostly piano. We tend to think when we look at silent movies that piano was part of the film. The piano player was in the theater. Every movie theater had a piano player, and the guy would play along. So every time you'd see a Charlie Chaplin movie or every showing of it had a different soundtrack.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny when you think about it?
Yeah.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Did you know that the IRS does not have to go to court to garnish your wages? And even if you're unemployed, the IRS can take your Social Security benefits and even unemployment benefits. So if you have over $10,000 in back taxes due to the IRS, there is good news. Platinum Tier Tax Service wants to give you free information to see if your tax debt can be reduced or completely forgiven. They do all the work for you and negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Don't face the IRS alone. Let Platinum Tier's licensed professional agents protect you, guide you, and save you thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation consultation now at 800-862-2085. That's 800-862-2085. Your tax problems won't go away on their own, so make the first step. Get your free information now and see how much you can save in the first free call. 800-862-2085. Get your free information now. 800-862-2085. That's 800-862-2085.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now 23 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the top stories of the week and the people that's created by the staff that works for Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. You were talking about the one of the things that sort of is a side issue here that's not in the top 10, but certainly a discussion topic among people who are talkers, what to do now that Limbaugh is gone, and how it is that some people are reacting to different programs, different hosts, different ideas, and then those idiots who say, oh, Limbaugh's gone, it's the death of talk radio. Mm. Come on. I mean, if you look at actually the strength of News Talk Radio over the last, year, 2 years? I mean, it's because so much going on. People want to hear it being discussed, right?
Yeah, well, I've been asked about the death of talk radio now for 31 years that we've been publishing Talkers. And I tell people, because sometimes I get calls from people in the industry, oh my gosh, are we in trouble? You know, is it, write an article for the New York Times, Michael, you know, defend talk. And I go, calm down. I'd be worried if we weren't under attack. Mm-hmm.
People are paying attention. The first guy in the first really good radio station that did talk that I worked for in the it was late 70s, early 80s when, you know, it really started. There was a definition put on the conversation that people were having on the radio, the kinds of conversations. It was much more general interest before Limbaugh came around. When it was the Jerry Williams era, we talk about that. I don't know who else around the country there. Every city had a Jerry Williams kind of character.
Not every right? city. Not even every city. Yeah. No. It was a handful of cities. It was that isolated and that unique a format. Because talk show hosts were not developed. They were curmudgeonly, independent, individual,
right.
unique
yeah, that's
people.
True. Yeah.
Disc jockeys were developed in radio schools and colleges. You know, everyone wanted to be a DJ. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, when the old National Association of Radio Talk Show Hosts, NARCH, was formed by Jerry Williams in the old days, or the early days of the modern era, one of its main purposes was to give talk show hosts some type of respect and parity with DJs in the eyes of the industry.
That's true.
Think about that. And now, you know, imagine being a disc jockey in 2021 as your
worthless
stock and trade?
Come on. It's worthless. Yeah, worthless. Radio personality, maybe. But anyway, the business about Limbaugh, do you want to give us your 2 cents worth on what really will happen as this shakes out, or does anybody really...
It's a complicated story, but the fact of the matter is the people that produce the Limbaugh Show and the network that distributes him are keeping it as the Limbaugh Show with a rotating cast of fill-in hosts who are really now sort of curators and facilitators, and they're diving into the thousands of hours of Rush recorded in their archives, having him express his classic views on each of the topics that are hot on a day-to-day level.
You realize how much work that must be for whoever's doing it? My God.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. But, hey, so what's wrong with people working hard at producing a show?
Sure. And they're going to be the hardcore, it may be the older end of the audience, that want to hold on to Limbaugh till his last breath, or beyond his last breath, actually, literally. And so, you know, all right, if that's what you want, you should be able to get what you want. That's what people should be able to hear. Whatever discussion they want to have, that's what choice should be all about. Yeah. Not, you know, we have a problem with people being shut down because of what they say. I think that's the more serious problem that we face as an industry. People being pushed out because they say wild and crazy things because it's not politically correct. I'm actually kind of tired of it, frankly. I think people should be able to say what they want and suffer the consequences in the marketplace, not have somebody, oh, we can't have him on the air. He'll embarrass us. I think that's all wrong. I mean, maybe we should talk about this in the next half hour. Plus, we have the world premiere of something very exciting here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Major League Baseball Players Association is now encouraging the league to move this year's All-Star Game from Atlanta now that a new law restricts voting access in Georgia. President Biden said the new law is an atrocity. He was asked if his administration would challenge Georgia's new restrictive law in court.
We're working on that right now. We don't know quite exactly what we can do at this point.
8 years ago, the Supreme Court practically killed the federal law that said states with a racial voting discrimination history must get permission to enact new voting laws. The Biden administration would now have to find another way to challenge the new restrictions in Georgia. The governor of Georgia, Brian Kemp, said it's obvious that neither the president nor his handlers have even read the bill. This is USA Radio News. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill say a thorough investigation will take place as they continue looking into the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. The chairs of seven House committees sent letters to 16 federal government agencies requesting documents related to communications between December 1, 2020 and January 20, 2021. The news comes as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's unable to set up a bipartisan 9/11-style commission to investigate the riot.
I'm persistent in terms of we get to the truth.
Republicans are demanding that left-wing violence be investigated by such a commission. Speaker Pelosi has named the commanding general of the AC National Guard, Major General William Walker, to serve as the House Sergeant-at-Arms. If confirmed, Walker would leave House security measures as Congress continues to deal with the aftermath of the riot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Four after the hour, the second half hour, this week's ritual with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Not only do we preview and overview the stories and have some conversation about them as they apply to you and people list and that sort of thing, but we also talk about the other issues that confront talk radio listeners and people that program this stuff on the radio. I think that we have, but the conversation about Limbaugh is going to go on and on and on and on and on. And I'm sure that people are calling you and saying, well, what do you think we should do on our station, Michael? Yeah, and, of course, you don't want to be put in that position.
I tell them to take advantage of the opportunity to make a deal that sets something, their station.
Right, and, something know, different.
Well, also for the listeners, there's also, you know, monetary concerns. Some people, you know, you pay for this, you don't pay for that. Different shows have different requirements for the stations.
Yeah.
And different shows have different levels of appeal to sponsors.
That's very true. Absolutely. You know, I wanted to talk for a minute. I'm thinking of you when I was looking at what's going on with Netanyahu, because he basically has fallen short.
Well, what have you
securing
and I got in common with Netanyahu?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. For the listeners, Doug and I had a life-changing experience
with Netanyahu.
Number of years ago. And just let it suffice at that. Okay, go ahead, Doug. I'm sorry.
Well, it's like it was yesterday in my mind.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the stuff that he's running up against, trying to stay in office. But if you look at the official election count, he is not going to be able to probably remain, or there isn't a clear path at this moment anyway, for his remaining prime minister. He's trying to make all kinds of deals, but they have all these different parties in the Knesset. And remember walking in there and what we thought about the building itself and the way, I mean, comparing that building and the structure of that building, literally and figuratively, the way the Knesset works versus our Senate and House, and how people, we were one of the former prime ministers came up to us and said, "Hi, gentlemen, can I help you?"
It was like,
which one was it? I'm trying to remember.
It was Shimon Peres.
Shimon Peres, yeah.
Shimon Peres comes over to us. Can I help you?
Yeah.
We're walking around the main, like a food area, hangout area, like a meeting area, and all these Israeli bigwigs are running around doing their thing. And
can you imagine Chuck Schumer coming over to somebody that came in? Hey, can I help you guys? What do you need? Or Donald Trump. Actually, I can believe it. After having lunch at Mar-a-Lago, I can, when Trump wandered around asking me how my crab meat sandwich was.
I waited on a buffet line with Trump.
Yeah.
He was standing in front of me with his plate, and I have my plate, and we both were taking shrimp.
Right. Yeah.
But just you know, 30 seconds quick, 20 seconds, Doug and I were invited to the Knesset to have an interview with Netanyahu, and when we finally made our way to his office, it was this stark little office with a metal
like
desk.
A closet. Yeah.
It was a closet, and he's sitting there, and there in front of us is Benjamin Netanyahu himself, Bibi himself,
right.
and Doug and I interviewed him with our tape recorders and everything, and it was
professional journalists that we were.
Oh yeah, it was an amazing experience.
It was a great experience. Yeah,
he reminded me in many ways. Look, he was 10 years ago. He was 10 years younger. It was about 10 years ago. He reminded me of a similar situation that I experienced with Bill Clinton. He was very Bill Clinton-ish, I found. I don't know if you thought that, but.
We've both been around Clinton in different ways, which, by the way, as an aside, just for a second, then we'll go back to the story. Did you see that he and Kamala Harris are going to be speaking at a women's forum? I'm thinking to myself,
Bill Clinton?
Here's a serial Clinton, sex offender. Jeffrey, what's his face, Epstein and all, and he's talking at a women's empowerment.
Maybe no one will remember.
Anyway, back to Netanyahu. I don't remember saying it to him, but you know me, I say stuff, whatever comes into my mind. And I've said this, I think, a couple times on the air. He was educated at Princeton. To me, he comes across like a very strong American Jew. That's for me, that's what I see. He's so tough. And you remember shaking his hand, how strong that was. I mean, he's a powerful guy physically and mentally, and you don't mess with him. That was the message I got. Don't mess with me. So, you know, I don't know. I think over the years he's managed. He kind of reminds me a little of Putin in that he can, you know, everybody's out to destroy him, but yet he stays in power.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I do want to point out that relates to all of this is that the way a leader is looked at domestically is very different often than the way they are viewed internationally.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, he was, you know, and my friend Uri Geller, who's a big supporter of and a great friend of Netanyahu, who's is always talking about him, and you know, Netanyahu helped him open his museum in Tel Aviv, and you know, stuff like that. They both are great PR people, and I guess that's what's necessary, isn't it? When you're a politician, that's the one thing that all politicians need, no matter where they are.
It's all about the narrative.
It's all
about PR.
Yeah,
totally,
absolutely. So anyway, it'll be interesting to see if he is able to garner a majority. Got to have 57 seats out of 100, and he doesn't. He's scrambling around to try to find it now. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, ladies and gentlemen, I promised something earlier that I'm now going to deliver upon. There is a product that has been produced by our very own Michael Harrison. Michael was a member of a rock. Can I describe it as a rock group? What would you?
You're not going to play it.
Yeah, I am.
Now, yes. I am hereby announcing that if you do, you will be infringing upon copyrights and on something that is not ready for public consumption.
Are you really telling me that, or are you just?
Oh, absolutely. You cannot.
Really?
You cannot play it.
Ah, damn.
That would be awful.
Really? But we need publicity.
If you play it, but first of all, it's not available anywhere.
No.
So you could trigger people wanting to go off and buy it immediately, which I would not want to happen because it's not available. But if you promise that if you play it one time now against my contractual obligations, you have to play it at least 10 times
Oh, that's easy
month.
To do. Yeah, no, that'd be, no problem with that. We can certainly arrange that. So Michael has belonged among as many things because he was a jock at first, and he has more than limited talent. I was going to put it the other way around. He belongs to a group called Gun Hill Road, which had actually a hit last year called Back When We Used to Hug, which was a play on a song that they had very popularly produced.
Right.
About, 25 years ago, back when my hair was short?
It was more than 25 years ago. It was more like 45 years ago, 50 years
was
ago.
Was it?
50
wow.
years ago, yeah, big top 40 hit, Back When My Hair Was Short. I was a White Sox sport. That was a hit, and they had two very, very big hit albums on Album Rock Radio. Mm-hmm. And then they became like legendary as the world's greatest opening act from the 70s.
Right.
And then they just stayed in business while they did other things and occasionally performed at different events. And then 7 years ago, they had a double album called Every 40 Years, and then they played The Bitter End in New York and sold it out, and now they have another album coming out, and I'm a member of the group.
And this is Michael with the first turn on this. I'm sure it'll be edited and finessed, but I thought it'd be fun to listen to Michael do with Gun Hill Road, I Know You're Real.
We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree of to be. We think, we know, and we feel. Beams of light from the same shining star, spinning between what's near and far. I believe you are real. My eyes, mind, heart, and soul know you're real. I am sure you are real. We are words in the same simple prayer. All of our spirits are there. We are thoughts in the eternal mind. Now it is time to be kind.
Shall my steel? I know you're real. I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
I quite like this, actually, really. Brings a little tear to my eye.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the second half. You want to play more?
Yeah, play the whole thing. Play the whole thing.
Singing in nature's sweet harmony. All of our spirits are here. We are grains on the same golden beach. The light is not out of reach. I truly know you are real. The spark of life is in your eyes. I truly know you are real. We are drops in the same endless sea, branches on the tree. A new day will dawn if we just have the will. I believe in thou shalt not kill.
I know you're real, I know you're real. Treasure I shall not steal. I know you're real, I know you're real. I understand that you're real.
Do you remember Ken Nordine? Does that name ring a bell with you?
It rings a bell, but I can't place it.
He did a song. He was a disc jockey, a Canadian disc jockey, and he did something. I just was thinking. I mean, I haven't thought about this guy for years and years and years. He had a great baritone voice, and he voiced a couple of songs kind of like this that turned out to be really they became a significant input into the discussion during the Vietnam War and after that. It was just, and this reminds me sort of that, puts me in that same mode, that place. I was very moved by that, actually.
I appreciate that. I thought you were kidding.
No.
Actually, what we just did, we're not going to get any trouble for it, but I would have preferred that we didn't do it, but I, on another level, I'm tickled that you did. I thought you were kidding. Just for folks to wonder what that is, it's not officially released yet. And it will be, the final version will be mixed better, and Doug didn't play the beginning, so it really is a song. But it's about several things, but the main message, you wonder, what is he talking about? It's about animals.
Yeah.
It's about, it could be interpreted as religious, it could be God, it could be anything you want. You'll notice there's no specific word about animals, nor about a religion, nor does the word God come up. So it's about spiritualism, it's about higher values, but specifically it's about animals. And when you hear the song again, folks, and I hope that you get to listen again, right now don't look for it, it's not anywhere online, it's not out. It's still, it's still not out. But when it is out in about 3 weeks, listen to it again. And you'll see it totally fits into the idea that the speaker, and there's also a sung version by one of our lead singers, because I'm not a singer, so there's two versions of it, and it's very nice as a song. He's talking to an animal. I know you're real. I mean, I know you're sentient. I know you have feelings. I know that you are in the universe like I am. I do not have the right to steal that treasure. I don't have the right to kill you or to be cruel to you. And that's what it's about. It's an animal song.
Yeah, very nicely done. All right, while we're reminding people about what you're doing, what you have done, or what you're going to do, this week's MH interview at Michael Harrison's MHinterview.com or talkers.com with Dana Lash. She's in the perfect time spot for what she does, right? What'd you get from her?
Dana Lash is a 7-year veteran of talk radio. She's been syndicated by Radio America, which is one of the best syndication companies in radio. And she is one of the candidates for a lot of stations looking at her to be on, for Limbaugh. She's the top female political talker in syndicated radio as it is. And she's one of the leading advocates of Second Amendment rights and gun rights. And on this interview, we talk about a lot of stuff. It's really fascinating, including the big issue of gun rights.
Yeah, she was the spokesperson after Ollie North, wasn't she, for the NRA for a while?
For a while,
right, exactly. All right, so that's this week's interview. Michael does a great job talking to people who are on the inside of our News Talk Radio business. So catch it at mhinterview.com or talkers.com, where you can find the list, along with the list every week on the DJV show, as well all of our social media assets. It's 10 before the hour. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheet.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show back now with the presence of one Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's a college prof, teaches law. In fact, imagine a lawyer teaching law at Bentley University here in the suburbs of Boston. Also, he's devoted so much of his time career to helping people with his website and his expertise when it comes to scams. Scamaside.com is the website. Normally, we try to take as much time as we can to get your legal interpretation of some of the stories in the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine. At number one, this shooting violence and gun control. Why don't we just enforce the laws that are on the books? Why do we not do that?
Yeah, beats the heck out of me. And, you know, also you look at Boulder itself had passed a local resolution after the Parkland shootings, and it was limited at automatic weapons. And the anti-gun control people were sufficient to go to court and get a ruling that a local municipality can't do that, that they don't have the authority to do so. So that regulation was gone. So now you get a shooter who is able to get a gun within a week without, as I think you're intimating, any kind of a sufficient background check.
We do need
some new laws. However, just enforce the ones, make a commitment to the things we have in regard to background checks and other steps. It is appalling when you look at mass shootings and in this country as contrasted to every other country in the world. It's embarrassing.
It really is. All right, legality of the immigration situation, the mess that's been created by the way this has been done, and how does the legal system deal with it, or does it?
Yeah, you know, the legal system won't have a lot to deal with because there really aren't clear laws for them to work with that could deal with the extent of the immigration as it stands now. And it's also a matter of recognizing realities as far as how these laws have been allowed to be circumvented and done by, for instance, big companies, particularly in the southern borders, where they're more than happy to hire immigrant labor, which this country needs, undocumented, and look beyond the fact that they're not here legally. Once again, Congress doesn't show any backbone, and we have a problem here where there are so many people that want to come in, and it isn't that they're going to come in as criminals, as terrorists, but it's a matter of being able to acclimate them here in a fashion that is orderly. And so we're dealing with a crisis, and it's very hard to deal with the situation and how to set real rules when you're dealing with the crisis immediately in front of you.
Number five on the list of stories this week from Talkers Magazine is a focus on voting rights. The legislation, I think it's H.R. 1, what it does, I don't know. You know, what they are trying to do, all I know is that the voting system in our country is completely fakakta, and it needs to be, from top to bottom, overhauled. People need to be fired. People who know and care should be put in into positions of fixing this. But the legislation itself, I don't even know if that, what that fixes.
Well, good question, because you have to remember that to a great extent, voting regulations are done by states, as we saw with efforts in recently Georgia that came to fruition, where they put through new voting rules and laws that were on the surface supposed to increase the security, but to a certain extent, what they were really doing is being more political in the sense that they were taking away boxes where people could deposit ballots. They were making limitations that seemed to be intended to depress the black vote. And it, you know, it brought back images of when the South used to have these various literacy tests and other limitations that we use to suppress voting. It needs to be brought into the 21st century. And you're right, this has to be a priority. But unfortunately, you've got politics on both sides looking more at how do we win out of this rather than how do we have a fair election.
Well, that's what half I mean, whether you have good intentions or not, the border crisis is caused by people trying to get people into this country who will vote for them. That's the way I read it. So anyway, it's always good to have your input here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman from Bentley University here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with his legal expertise interpreting some of the things in an important fashion that are on the list, the story list. Check it all out at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.